I used to wrestle in high school, and I can definitely note the matches at most lasted 6 minutes. So definitely feel that this has been an excellent interchange, and I appreciate Mr. Bosserman's kindness and his mental acuity on the matters at hand. You know, he's certainly done his homework, and I appreciate that, and he's definitely brought up a few things. At the same time, you know, I still need to ground my beliefs in the Bible. Not that he's not saying that, but the beliefs of the Bible, as I understand it, is that God is one. That there is only one Yahweh. I think I misquoted Shabbat earlier when he said Yahweh is one. That's what it says. There's only one Yahweh, right? So if there's only one Yahweh, that means there's not two Yahwehs. And if we say only doesn't mean only, then we've just broken language. And then by what sense can we understand other things like the forgiveness of sins or whatever else? So language is extremely important. Because it's God's vehicle to communicate meaning to us. There's been a lot of things brought up during this debate, a lot of texts that we could look at, and so on. And we could probably talk, you know, the rest of the evening together about each of those texts, exegesis, and so on. But I think the bottom line for my position is that Jesus did things that God says God cannot do. And when the scriptures speak about what God can and cannot do, I have to take that seriously. So if the scripture says that God cannot die, which is mortally the first thing we want to do, then I have to say that whoever dies is not God. I mean, that's just a logical, necessary thing. So Jesus said in agreement with the Jewish scribe that the Lord your God is one Lord. He is one Yahweh. And the scribe repeats back to him, yes, you've done it. That's exactly it. He alone is God. There's no other God besides him. I have to take that seriously because Jesus is talking about this issue. Now, if we're going to bring up representational deity, which, you know, is just like my topic of the weekend anyhow, Jesus himself used that argument in John chapter 10 when he was accused of blasphemy. He said, look, I said, does not the scripture say, I said, you are God? And if he called them gods to whom the word of God came and the scripture cannot be broken, why did I make it to call myself the Son of God? Jesus is claiming representational deity there by quoting Psalm 82:6 in John chapter 10. This is not my idea. I'm closing out a text. I'm reading it out of the text from Jesus himself. So in conclusion, I think that the Trinity is something that is very confusing. I think it's something that developed after the Bible by very intelligent people, much more intelligent than myself. But in the end, I have to say, the Trinity seems like it's a solution to a problem that doesn't really exist. It seems like the Trinity is trying to solve the problem of two gods, or three gods. And I don't find two gods or three gods. So if I don't have the problem, I don't need the solution.